Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday the 7th of May. That was some strike that by company last night, wasn't it? Wow, what a hit that was. And what a goal to take them back top of the league. I'd be surprised if they slip up against Brighton, but anything can happen. We have nothing today. There are no pod place horses. The only one that qualified is a SP of 1.6, a price of 1.67 at the moment. So we're not going to be getting involved in that in the place market. There was nothing else trade wise and nothing each way wise, and there's no football on. So we have a quiet day. I will be back and have a look tomorrow, obviously. It is Liverpool-Barcelona tonight. Liverpool obviously without Firmino and Salah. And as a result yesterday, Barcelona's price, which I was finding quite attractive, steamed in. I think Liverpool are going to be watching that last night and going to maybe think the title's gone. I think they're going to be a little bit flat, but they're going to come out and have a go, aren't they? So, I mean, I haven't got a bet in the game, but I guess trading the goals, looking at the sort of 2.5, if it's 0-0 after sort of 20 minutes, I guess, might be something to have a look to trade, but I haven't really got a bet. I couldn't say how this is going to go. I mean, without those two players, I just can't see Liverpool damaging Barcelona enough, and I think Barcelona will be experienced enough to take the sting out of the game early on. Liverpool are going to come out charging, I'm sure, but you're playing arguably the best team in the world and they're just going to come out and take the sting out of it. So I haven't got anything there for today. I have got a very personal plea for help at the moment though. If somebody can help me, and you guys have been great, and I know it's, you know, I'm one of those people, I'm a bit of an open book, so I don't mind discussing stuff like this on the podcast, because I think by talking about things you find out that you get help. I've had real problems with my son, as I've referred to many times, and some of you have sent me in therapists and this, that, and to go and see. He is currently on a suicide watch. Sorry about that. That was my phone going. I thought that was him. And it is very serious. And we've got him help before. We've had cognitive behavioural therapy for him. He's been through an NHS system and therapist. He's been to a Marissa Peer therapist. And it's kind of manifests at exam time. He was absolutely fine doing his A-levels, got a place at Cambridge, first year at Cambridge, had a bit of a meltdown, second year at Cambridge, full-on nervous breakdown in exam time, third year at Cambridge, continued. Again, it sort of disappeared in between the exams, but when it came to exam time, that's when it manifests itself. He did go on and get a first, and I thought that would be the end of it, but he decided to then, he got offered a good job in London at one of the Magic Circle law firms, and he's had to do law exams because he didn't do a law degree. So we've just hit this period now. His first exam is actually today. And I'm going to have to move up to Cambridge, which is where he lives, and is sitting exams for the next month or so. But it's trying to find him the right help is what I'm asking. As I said, I've done CBT, we've done Marissa Peer, the NHS sent him to see somebody. But Googling it, I don't know what help to find him. I don't know whether it's a psychotherapist, a psychologist, continue with CBT. He didn't seem to get on with the therapist he had there, but I wasn't in the session, so I don't know whether it's him or them. So I'm trying to find if anybody has got any sort of medical background or experience of that. I would be really grateful if you could email me on ftsincomemail@gmail.com. It's fairly sort of urgent, panic-stricken time for us, particularly as mum. So I'm just trying to really find anybody can help me. What is the right therapy? I'm happy to pay for it. It's one of them things at the minute that cost doesn't matter. I just want to get the right help for him. And it's just not my field, and I'm bumbling around, and having been to the doctors, you know, they just put him on a list or whatever. I don't really know who to go to. So if anybody can help me, and I know a couple of you have sent some in, which I'm looking into, but it's really, what am I looking for, is that I guess what I'm asking. Is it a psychologist, psychotherapist, CBT, something else? What is it that I should be looking for? If anybody has any answers on a postcard, I would be really grateful. Unfortunately for me now, my life is going to be a bit upside down this week because he can't be left on his own. We took him up to Cambridge last week after 10 days at home. He's in a house with four others, but he's driving those people mad, including his girlfriend, who has sort of issued a ultimatum that she can't cope with this. She's doing her own vets exams. So I am in a little bit of a 2 and 8 about it. So if anybody listening to this can offer some advice, I would appreciate some emails. I'm going to be heading up there shortly, so if you just email me, I will appreciate it, and whoever helps me out, I will try and look after you, not as a way of a bribe, but just I really will appreciate it if somebody can steer me in the right direction. Anyway, sorry to share that on a podcast. You know, you get to a stage where you get desperate, and I think, you know, if I was in an office working with people, I'd probably be talking about it and might get some suggestions. I don't have the luxury of that sort of situation. I am sort of at home on my own, just me and the good lady and the dog. So it's my sort of, one of the reasons why I started FTS was interact with people. So you've all been great to me. So if anybody can offer any help, I really will appreciate it. Right, have a good day. Enjoy the football tonight. I probably won't be watching, but I hope it is a good game. And I will be back in the morning wherever I am. Just to see if there's any horses or anything. We won't have got any football till Friday, but I'll have a check the horses tomorrow morning when I'm doing everything, and I will record a pod then. But thanks very much. Cheers, mate.